All right, we are here. We are Galexis and welcome. Welcome to our blog, first blog in 2026. We're going to topic this blog as the energies and the opportunities for consciousness expansion in a blazing threshold crossing year. We want to give you information that can assist you in managing the intensity of change that is coming for you this year. It's a year of beginnings, a year of possibilities, new possibilities of consciousness and of evolution, a year of amazing, incredible, positive change. If you can be prepared and ready to take a leap in consciousness. We expect many of you to take leaps of consciousness this year. By that, we mean to step up to a greater level of knowing who you are, a greater level of being, and in that sense also a greater capacity to live your life as a magical, luminous, conscious being. Who knows who you are? You know yourself. Now, we've been seeing this coming because when we talk to people individually, we look at their future tracks. And when we looked at the future tracks, we saw the major quantum shift available this year. We saw it picking up on it last November. And as we talk this is the end of February 2026. We saw that there was several movements, several waves of it. The first wave that we sensed of it was in the middle of February, what is already just, in a sense, past. But the wave that we want to talk about is actually going to be much more evident, much more probable in April. April seems to be this amazing portal opening, window opening, expansion month. It's just a month opening into fourth dimensional consciousness or 4D. You know, you spend all your life in living a life in 3D consciousness. It's pretty limiting. But the whole evolutionary track the world is on is from is those of you who are here who are listening to us are those who have also chosen in this particular lifetime to move from, you know, 3D consciousness to move more into 4D consciousness. And so in order to do that, you have to have a cosmic shift like this. This is coming. It's collective in nature, so everybody gets the opportunity. But of course, if you're vibrationally ready, you'll be able to take it to a really greater level, an accelerated phenomenal expansion level of consciousness. Now, whether you feel ready or not, you're going to experience an acceleration in chaos. You're going to feel more disorientation from all the changes that are going on because everything may appear to be happening too quickly to keep up with it. And not part of that's because if you notice the readings on this year, in February here, we had an eclipse, a lunar, and with the Lunar New Year, and that's the Chinese New Year, the fire horse, as well, this year being a numerologically 1 year of beginnings. Now, the fire horse is like all sorts of power and energy, the fire of passion, the movement, the, you know, galloping forward. The intensity is quite huge. And initiating on an eclipse, you know, eclipse of the sun, it means that this huge evolution of consciousness is coming in the inner rather than in the outer. You know, you're moving more and more into 4D consciousness already. So it may seem that time and space begin to have a different quality. It's as if time is speeding up. And so the gap between your thoughts and the feedback that you get from your reality is shortening. It's getting shorter and shorter and smaller and smaller. So it could almost feel like instantaneously. It's like very fast response. Now you may be, yay, that's great, because I've been wanting to manifest stuff and it always keeps dragging. But the thing is that part of the reason things have been dragged in the past, and part of the reason there have been delays, is to give you the opportunity to get into the right frequency for the manifestation to happen. And so we're going to talk a little bit later about the manifestation, but first we want to talk first about these energies of the year, okay? There's an explosion of fresh, new, powerful energy of change and enlightenment. It's flowing into the world like a river. And this river, the flow of evolution, is picking up pace. You probably also are feeling it. Information bombards you on all sides, and there's solar storms, higher frequencies coming in, and energies flowing through you. And we've been, of course, on the psychic network of the planet, and there's all sorts of disclosure energies, that is, the opening into connections more with the extraterrestrial beings who have been present and witnessing and supporting humanity for some time, and dealing with all the strange energies going on there. And we're not going to get into that today, but that's, those energies are here as well. The solar storms are recharging the Earth's atmosphere, and it's boosting stimulation. It's stimulating you and giving you more options for power. Perhaps you're swimming, or maybe you're even submerged in the river of this high energy current. It's cluttered with the thoughts and feelings of the whole collective culture. It's going through political and evolutionary upheaval. Like radio waves, you can't see, but they move through you anyway. The river is flowing through you right now, intensifying everything, upgrading you, shifting everything in you, in your world. And it can be easy to feel that your mind is filled with detritus from the horrors of the political revelations and industry lies, and the fighting and rantings on social media on both sides, politically and on other issues. And of course, the impact of the Epstein files has yet really to reach its peak. And this is creating quite a bit of chaos, both amongst the elites at the top and the people, at the bottom, who are seeing these revelations perhaps for the first time and really recognizing the extent of what's going on. But this is a lot of information to process just consciously, much less subconsciously, and really to be able to integrate it into your being. So as a result, your response to much of this chaos could be that you feel very tired. You may feel unmotivated, as if your body can get very stressed with this river of energy which is going through it night and day. Integrating all this high energy requires you to rest and reset. So nurture yourself, rest, sleep more if you can, especially if you can get good restorative deep sleep. Do what you need, though, for necessity. But give yourself a lot of support in just chilling, relaxing, meditating, thinking more positive things. Get out in nature more. Stay away from the screen more. And give yourself permission to just be. This will help you deal with the energies just off the bat right there. But now you may be concerned or stressed with the chaos and change, but that's just not a bad thing to be concerned. Don't take all this chaos and change as evidence that you're lacking anything, or that you're coming down with some disease, or that you're not, or that you're inadequate, or that you must force yourself forward. Don't go there. Okay? Your lack of energy or motivation is really a message from your body and soul to repair, to reset, to regenerate yourself in a loving way, and do it as easily as you can. Now, at the same time, you may be onto a project. You may be in a creative space. This type of intense flowing energy can be phenomenally exciting for a creative space if you already have one in line. On if you're already online with it, it's moving, it's going, it's whatever you have going, the momentum of it is really accelerating now. So, and especially come April, you're going to have the opportunity to step out of your comfort zone, and even so, into greater and greater empowered self. It's not too much for you to handle all this stuff, but you just have to relax and give up control. And if you resist these shifts, you will tire yourself out quickly. If you can jump onto them and use them for creative expression, you will have so much energy. It'd be like giving yourself a big dose of fuel, like giving your car a whole new, you know, dose of fuel and tune up, you know. So, boo, those spark plugs are ready to go. Now, of course, when you're stressed, you can get into survival consciousness. Please be aware. When you get into survival consciousness, you're more influenced by fears that are fed to you by media and more concerned about money issues, right? Because, of course, there's the threat of economic collapse any moment. So leave off or leave behind your self-images of that you have to watch all of this, that you're a victim of it, or even let go of this yourself as this warrior of light fighting the darkness of the world, okay? You're so much more. So whatever's in momentum will be moving faster and faster. And so all sorts of energies from your past could be bubbling up too. Such old emotional triggers, relationship crises, reactions around the politics, anything that can cause you to shrink into your lesser self or a victim space of fear, please try not to go there. So anything unprocessed will just kind of be in your face. You need to be able to let stuff move through you, let it go through you. Don't get attached to it. Don't grab onto it. We'll get more in detail to that in a minute. But this positive change that's coming requires that you must let go of what you are not. Like we said, the old identities have got to go. You've got to become more of who you truly are. And you've got to look at your life from a higher perspective. So we suggest avoid engaging in this us versus them conflicts, judging others, raging, or even escaping into a mental or emotional addiction, such as, you know, watching videos, doing computer games, etc., etc. We suggest that this year step into a greater perspective based on love and compassion for yourself and all humanity. Now, that's it in a nutshell. Humanity is undergoing a transformation, and the old systems and institutions are crumbling. They must come down, even those that you've revered and admired in the past. It all must fall in order for the new to emerge. This is a mythology of that humanity has adopted. You've got to destroy the old before you can do the new. It's not a really easy transition, but it's what humanity and the collective believe in. So don't remain attached to institutions. They won't save you or humanity. And we call institutions government, religion, science, medicine, and government and law. There's just so much, you know, just philosophies, certain philosophies and traditions, you know, don't get stuck there. That's what we're saying here. Like the Epstein files show that the culture of the mega rich, you know, not all the files have come out. You can see that the system of those who've been living above the law, above all the rules that all the rest of the people have to deal with, are being exposed. And the CIA has even more files, which probably are even more damning. But the object of this is to see that we, the people, have been manipulated to fight each other while the mega-rich and powerfully, selfishly, elitists enrich their coffers at the people's expense. So the way to respond to that is to have compassion for those suffering and allow this information about the mega rich and how governments are so compromised and people up at the top are so compromised. Let it flow through the collective of humanity and impact everyone, because it offers the opportunity for people everywhere to see that the political divide has been created deliberately to keep the people on top. On top. And so that means that people everywhere could start bridging across the political divide and through personal and grassroots coordination create a more loving and fair playing field for all. That's what's going to emerge. Okay. Now, predictions abound, good ones, bad ones, whatever. They can all be true. Your course, though, is to tune your frequency to the right channel for you, to your soul path, to your divine nature. And don't get overwhelmed to try to run away and hide from the world. Your frequency will determine what predictions will unfold for you and what futures you're moving forward. Now, we've talked about April. April is yet another splitting of realities available. So what's the vibration of the world in your future? Whatever it is, love, compassion, fairness, kindness, live in that frequency now in you. Don't look for a strong leader to save democracy and freedom. It will ultimately be up to you and people like you who will create a new center. This is energetic at first, then finally it will precipitate itself down into 3D. It's being dreamed now. You're participating in the dream every time you imagine the kind of life you want to live and the luminous being that you are. Sense how your light expanding, starting with you, then reaching into your local area, to your regional and national zones. And then the world will wake people up and take their power back from the elitists. In the meantime, allow yourself to witness the chaos and destruction as an in-betweener. Do not identify with a political party, okay? Because both political sides must crumble. In the U.S., you're already seeing this. There's conflict and turmoil and fighting within both major political parties themselves. And you're finding that the parties don't really represent the people anymore, but are vehicles for corporate profit and control. So don't get discouraged about this, and we would not suggest you to get cynical about it whatsoever. This is just representative of the destruction going on, of the chaos, and you need to be able to see it for what it is. This opportunity of April has been building for years, much of it since 2017, and you've coped with it, explored with it. Now a tidal wave is here to bring you home to yourself. That's what we sense this year could be about. What you and everyone have been seeking in truth is yourself. You won't be able to find yourself if you're passive and expect it to happen to you. Yes, the energies are going to be out there, but you have to be receptive and ready in order to be able to allow it. You must take your power as a reality creator and jump into the flow. And if you can expand your consciousness, your awareness of yourself, you'll find your life will be more loving, more prosperous, more healing, etc. So the essence is this. Go for consciousness, in other words, and all else will be added to you this year. So what are our suggestions on how to deal with all these energies? The main key to the year, perhaps the only key, is your self-image. This is the big one. No matter how much chaos you go through or challenging circumstances you may find yourself in, remember there is a thread that pulls everything together, and it always has. And that's your orientation. You want to stick to the thread. You can follow this thread and emerge unscathed from the chaos. That thread is the key to opening the door to greater joy, happiness, healing, consciousness, etc. It's that thread is your self-image. That's how you see and know yourself. We're not talking about your ego persona, but your real true self. It's so important that we're going to focus on that right here. There are several ways to expand your positive self-image. We talk about this so much that we even have a workshop on the website, galexaspirit.com, under videos, expanding your self-image. And we do, if you haven't listened to that, or if you have trouble feeling that you can expand your self-image, then you may want to go there and listen to that. But first, let go of old identities, your facade, any tribes you're no longer in sync with. Let go of this orientation of identity, identification. That's your ego identification. And stop protecting any ego facade or the image that you want others to see, especially if you have to keep pumping yourself up to sustain it. This ego stuff can keep you feeling separate and alone, or even under threat if someone else has a different point of view around you. The ego can sabotage every effort to manifest what you want and will attract to you unpleasant challenges if you're not careful. So how do you want other people to see you? Is that image really you, or is it an ego facade? If it's a facade, you've got to let it go. And when you let yourself let it go, you'll be vulnerable, you'll be open, you can be seen. You can be seen, you can be heard. Now, what's important is to recognize that the ego was pretending to defend you. But generally, the ego takes everything personally and then will defend and attack and whatever it is. But that's defending the ego. It's not defending you. So once you let go of your ego facade and you allow your truer self to show up, pay attention. Don't let the ego sneak back in. Don't take anything personally. Now, this may be hard, even if somebody seems to or appears to be attacking you verbally personally. Don't take it personally. Step back from that. That's engaging, attempting to engage your ego. That's your reality, challenging your ego. Don't let yourself fall for it. Don't engage. Stay free. And if you can, you'll find solutions. You'll find resolutions, and you'll also be able to receive beautiful things. You'll be able to receive good things. So don't be concerned about how others think about you, unless it's necessity for business or whatever. You know, you've got to put on a particular outfit for your presentation or something. If you must put on a facade, do it consciously, like dressing for work in the morning. Then take it off later and be your free self. Don't be scared to show who you really are. Beautiful magic will come your way the more you're true to yourself, whatever that means in the moment. To discover your truth, you must discover your true motivation. So what makes you tick? Why you do what you do? If you're unclear on motivation, we also offer a workshop, also under videos, in our website called Your True Motivation. So you could check that out. This is very important, because if you don't motivate by yourself, you'll be stuck with the internal slave driver who will motivate you by fear and guilt, and you'll never feel free. Okay, so what do you think about yourself? It's time to have compassion for you, to love and value yourself unconditionally. After all, God, Goddess loves you unconditionally, and why would you act against them by withholding love and acceptance from yourself? Don't label yourself. Instead of saying that you're something, a label, say you're someone who does that, you know, like a firefighter. Instead of saying, I am a firefighter, say, I'm someone who fights fires. You know, kind of start letting your labels be a bit more relaxed, more fluid. And forgive yourself for everything. Anything that you feel you've done incorrectly or wrong or inadequately, forgive yourself for everything until you feel clean and clear. Just that's a whole step right there. Write down a list of your failures, weaknesses, flaws, faults, judgments, etc., that you've identified with in the past. And forgive yourself for every single one of them. Step into God, Goddess's point of view. Just imagine, expand, and then look at you, the luminous human, the beloved child, and love yourself and forgive yourself. You no longer have to improve or correct yourself. You don't have to work hard to be a better person or any of that stuff. Take the pressure to perform off of yourself. Take it also to all the pressure off to achieve, to earn love, to earn respect, to get support. Take all that off, and then who are you now? Okay, if it's something, someone you judge, then forgive yourself for holding on to that limited self-image. It may be your inner child is still there crying. So love that inner child. Love yourself. Also, as part of expanding your self-image, let go of relationships that where you're unappreciated, unseen, unheard. If these painful, limiting relationships are family or work relationships, you cannot leave or don't want to, but be cordial and loving. But step back from trying to obtain love or understanding from them or hoping that at some point you'll have the relationship with them that will be fully fulfilling that you want. Take the pressure off of yourself to wait to compromise yourself, to try to get their approval, to whatever. Instead, respect yourself, your energy, and your attention, and your time. But just be general, be cordial, be loving, as we said. Connect more with your higher self, your spiritual helpers, and your team. And connect with them in meditation. Let them support you and love you. You know, there are numerous ways to do that. We also have workshops on that. And if you want to find ways to just kind of let us guide you through those connections. Reflect upon yourself and ask yourself, who am I really? Seeking yourself within can flood you with juice, energy, the love of the divine. Now, thirdly, work with your mind talk. Now, this is a really biggie, and this a lot of people get stuck here. And it's generally the way you beat yourself up and limit yourself on all levels. And this suppresses your sense of your divine nature. Residues from your past of shame, undeservingness, you know, fear of rejection and humiliation, unworthiness, self-criticism, rationalizations, defenses, even bitternesses may keep showing up in your mind and feelings. Hopefully not by now, but if so, you will need to identify them and see how they're sabotaging your freedom and happiness. Okay? And make changes. Address yourself to making the changes you need to make there. And a lot of that is about forgiving yourself. Ta-da! We just went over that. So see if you can really clear out those kinds of energies so that when your mind talk brings up these things, they don't feel as real as they did. They don't feel as important. See, most important changes can be made by editing your mind talk. So listen to your mind chatter throughout your day. It offers opinions on everything. It analyzes other people. We know people who are just fantastic psychiatrists for other people, but ignore their own issues. But the mind is like that. Defenses of yourself, explanations of yourself, explanations in defense of your choices given to some imaginary person, and much, much more. Most of what goes through your mind every day is boring and repetitive. Especially notice if your mind and emotions reinforce the idea that you're not being enough, doing enough, or feeling less than others. This is ego stuff, and it's not true to you. You are enough. You are doing enough. whoever, whatever part of yourself is saying you're not doing enough and doing good enough and you're behind and you got, that's the inner slave driver, and it's trying to make you feel guilty that you need to hurry up and achieve more. And to please whom? It's some imaginary parental figure, maybe God as a parent, or your internal parents, to please them somehow. Okay. Again, forgive yourself. Have you tuned out your mind talk and put your attention into mental stimulation from the outside? A lot of people do. A lot of people just get engaged in media, socializing, game playing, and stuff like that. Or do you just go along with whatever the mind talk says? You know, just watch how you respond to it. Listen to your personal story being narrated to you in your mind talk, telling you, quote unquote, how it is, or reinforcing limiting beliefs, or looking at what unpleasant things are going on here in the present, and gosh, what future, dreary futures these may be signals of, you know, all that stuff. You know, this is all just negative mind talk, okay? So note how your mind talk is you trying to analyze and figure out what's wrong with you in the world, what to do about things. You'll feel limited emotions that the mind talk brings up. Maybe you aren't depressed when listening to your mind talk, but you may experience a sense of flatness, emotional numbness, or restriction. Just notice how you respond to your mind talk. The one who channels us finds her mind talk very boring and feels really entrapped in it. Sometimes she gets very, very upset about this. But anything less than authentic, upbeat feelings or positive intentions in your mind talk could be negative mind junk you no longer need. Okay, now, when you feel limited and your mind talk is negative, stop. Be aware of it. Put red flag it. Choose to remind yourself, I am a divine being who chose to be here on earth at this time and witness this great evolutionary leap in consciousness on the planet. Now, just by saying that to yourself, you've stepped out of the victim mode. Okay? So this is stepping into a greater identity. This is an expanded self-image. And it will enable you to detach yourself a little bit from a negative state or the boring stuff your mind talk is saying. Then, from this greater identity, with that little space there, you can then make new choices, take positive actions, think about things, and this, or shift your attention to something more peaceful or pleasant, more loving, more freeing, more life-sustaining. Now, there are times to note the negative mind talk and process it, to really understand, to dig a bit deeper, to see what messages you find in there, and release what you need to and heal. We're not saying ignore it. But if you respond every time to the mind talk with this personal growth intention, it can simply reinforce a sense in yourself of not being enough, or being behind in your growth, or being a victim, or being overwhelmed with how much work you have to do. Okay? If you get overwhelmed, you might want to escape by watching videos, playing on social media, getting high, getting numb, or whatever. Then your self-image and self-value will shrink into the level of a rebellious child or resistant child or rebellious adolescent. And then you lose power, energy, purpose, motivation, and a good life. You then end up on hold, waiting for life to give you the opportunities for love, freedom, joy, and other desirables. But they won't come because your vibration has shrunk down and it's too low. You know, the whole thing with the law of attraction, you want your energies to, your vibration to be high enough, you see, to attract, to be in congruence and resonant congruence with a positive life. So at night when you sleep, it's all quiet. But you see, it's really the mind talk stops, unless, of course, you have insomnia or something like that. But really, think of the mind talk as being traffic. Okay, thinking of it as you're in the traffic running. You know, if you engage with all the thoughts and feelings running down, running out, and just blah, 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 you know, pouring out into your mind and attention. If you go with everything, you're in the traffic. It's a big traffic jam. You're like on the LA freeway. Okay, now if you step into your greater self. Just for a moment, like we suggested, and step back. It can be almost like you sit on the sidelines and you can let the traffic go by. The traffic is all the thoughts and the feelings and the attachments and everything. That's like traffic going by, okay? And the thing is that when you wake up in the morning, you pick up where you left off with your mind talk, and you enter the traffic for yet another day. However, if you'll set aside time to process stuff, and then the rest of the day practice stepping outside the traffic and letting it dry go by, and letting go of the attachments to the thoughts and feelings, don't engage with them, you'll eventually notice that the traffic just will continue to flow, and you won't feel the same impact of it, the same emotional impact, the engagement, the drama will be gone. Do not attach to all those thoughts and feelings. Just let them go through. And eventually, if you practice this, eventually they will subside, and then it'll become just like background noise. It's like your mind talk is like background noise, and you're not engaging with it. And when you can get to this point, you can begin to have glimpses of yourself, of the eternal you, the self beyond mind. Your life starts getting better. You can view life from a higher vibrational perspective. And then you have more resilience and you can create more positive circumstances. But eventually the hope is that you might be able to let go of the attachment to the traffic enough so that the background noise fades to silence. That's when you get more than a glimpse. You get the knowing of who you are, because you are not your mind. You're not your body. You're an eternal, luminous awareness. You're the witness. You are consciousness. And when you get that, even if it's only a second or two of your mind shutting up, you can have that profound experience and be conscious of yourself, the watcher, the witness. Whew, this can massively shift your life into a luminous, magical existence in love with all life and joyously celebrating the incredible beauty of everything. Now, we don't expect you to get to this point in a week or two, or maybe even this year. Some people spend lifetimes on this. It generally takes time and patience to disengage the attachments to all these thoughts, feelings, and the narrative that has been entertaining you your whole life. Now, we're using the term entertainment as drama, okay? And your mind will do its best to keep you from practicing this detachment. It will up the entertainment value, more drama. And you may find yourself pulled even more strongly into, let's say, your escapisms, mental addictions, and resistances. Those mental addictions are dopamine hits you get on social media, videos, and games, you know. You can get really stuck there. Or to relationship issues will show up, emotional crises, financial worries, and survivalists' anxieties. But the thing is that experiencing who you are is so blissful. And this is the expansion of yourself that is really the big piece of your soul path and why, in a sense, you're really here. We suggest you aim for that. Letting go of valuing every single thing you think, so that you can realize yourself as being eternal and beyond mind. This is enlightenment, Satori, divine experience. And all the troubles that come with the collective mind clutter and all the world events will stop troubling you or burdening you. Now, this practice of letting go of the attachment to the thoughts and feelings is essentially the system of meditation that many different cultures and traditions practice. So you can consider this a meditation. Put it into your living every day. Spend some time meditating, i.e. tapping into the eternal conscious awareness that you are, or at least thinking about it, at least during the day, remind yourself, I am a divine being, having a 3D body experience. Put your attention on something positive, such as a mantra. And when you focus on the mantra, your mind talk can step back. As a divine being, you can use the mantra, I am that I am, which is what God said to Moses at the burning bush. Or you can even use Om Shanti Shanti Om, or whatever statement holds a high vibration for you. Do a mantra while you're preparing your food, and you'll may be amazed at the higher vibration of it. You'll digest your food better. So one of the ways also to sustain this expansion of your consciousness every day, or even in the night if you have insomnia, light up your chakras in your mind. Bring in divine light and love from above and expand those lights in your chakras. Just ding, 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 all bright, shiny, all the chakras. And radiate love and light from your heart chakra. First, radiate it to yourself. Love yourself. Feel love. The love that you have for anybody, anything, anything that has been, all the pets, you know, ideas, whatever. Feel love and then give it to yourself first. And then, and all your parts, all your sub-personalities, like your inner child, inner adolescent, etc. And then take that love and express that love out to your whole reality, including all the players on the world stage, whether they're acting from the light or not, because they're in the process of the evolution, allowing the whole institutional construction of the dominators at the top, at the little pyramid, the pyramid cap, and everybody else beneath. This has to go. And so you want to love all of them, even the bad guys. Okay? You want to make it all love energy, sending all love energy. That doesn't mean that you condone any of the bad shit that they do. Okay? But love all life, love all beings, the earth, the sky, everything. If you have an intention, say, for peace on earth, then from your eyebrow chakra, send a big starburst of light into the world on top of your heart light. Not only will this up your vibration, expand your self-image, it also protects you from the negativity of the world. When you do this consciously, you'll feel free and whole. It's a wondrous state of being, and you'll have great resilience in handling any crisis, challenge, or emergency that comes up. Own your reality. All of it is you. It is all within your awareness, the ever-present, eternal self. You're not your mind. You're greater than your mind. Don't identify with it. Your mind should be your servant, not your master. You're not your body. Don't identify with that. Your body and all aspects of your world are contained within your awareness. Thus, they are in you. You are not in them. And stretch your imagination to what's possible and what you want way into the future. Stretch it beyond whatever you expect, beyond the next project, the next year. Where are you yearning to go? Who are you yearning to be? And what are you looking for to fulfill your soul? Dare to imagine. Dare to own yourself as a divine being. Now, we do need to say something about manifestation. We're always asked about this. This year, let go of a lot of the effort you've used in the past to manifest what you want. Stop all that programming, processing. Okay, you may need to process your self-image stuff, so after that. And stop all the worrying and excessive analyzing. Manifest consciously by being in the now. No linearity, no gap, no earning. Okay? With the time compression happening, be the person who is experiencing the manifestation you want to be here and now. See and feel what you yearn for here and now, and feel the truth of that. Now, if it doesn't hold well as truth, it's shaky, or it doesn't feel right, or there's like some limitation on it, then stop and feel and imagine until you get the resonance free and happy and flowing. Hold that resonance and allow the flow of all these things, the river and everything we're talking about, in time to drop it into your sphere of influence. It will drop within your divine self-image boundary. The more you expand your self-image and own your divine nature, the bigger the scope of what, and the easier it will be to allow 3D reality to manifest great things. And watch for all the little magical synchronicities of your life. It's part of the flow. And when you're in the flow, feeling free, the most wondrous magic and miracles can happen. Because you see, everything is you. So your inner changes will change your world, your reality. Even tangible 3D changes. And the more you allow yourself to be the divine being you are, the more you can allow the changes to occur that you want to see in the world out there. Yes, you can change the course of history. Keep remembering that everything out there is actually in here, in you. If you can stay out of ego and shut up that negative mind talk and have a wonderful time taking this great expansive leap of consciousness into a greater divine self-image this year, then you'll have made a huge step on your soul path. Remember, if it's all going according to plan, it's your plan, your soul plan. It's all going to turn out well. Believe that. Know that. We want to leave that with you so that no matter what happens, stressful or joyous, you can say that. It's all going to according to plan, and it will turn out well. We wish you a wondrous 2026. And if there's any way that we can assist you, please do not hesitate to ask. Call on us at night. We are very happy to come and be with you and give us what it is you want us to do to help you, to lift you, to energize you. We will be there with you. All right. So wishing you all the best. Have a wonderful 2026. Surrounding you with light and, as always, our love. Farewell.